get back to some football stuff coming up. Well, some NFL stuff. We were joking, Gator, a couple days ago about the two-pack.
Right, right.
That the conference offices were still open.
The Pac-12 that we then, that Kang then dubbed the Pac-1-2.
Yep.
And then we came with the two-pack, Kang Campbell two-pack, which is great.
Yeah, it's the conference is just Oregon State and Washington State. The last vestiges, they were left on that ship as everybody else jumped off. We're like, I can't believe the conference still has a website. They have a Pac-12 conference player of the week. I mean, it, and there's two teams. There's two teams. And we're like, you know, the conference office is like a woman named Barb that just answers the phone. Apparently, Barb's been working the phones. You saw what happened today?
She's going to need some help.
I was envisioning the Pac-12 having their animated flyover campus map commercial with just Oregon State and Washington State. You know how the Big Ten has the animated campus? That has the animated campus. The Pac-12 version right now would be so great. Just the Corvallis and Pullman, and they would just, it would last about 4 seconds. That would be the whole commercial. But they've worked the phones, and they're adding four teams from the Mountain West: Boise, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State. Interesting selections of who they took and who they passed on, because I'm shocked that they passed on one team. Because these are always about media markets, right?
Mm-hmm. So let me think who you're talking about. You're talking media markets.
I mean, I could see grabbing Boise. Boise's great at football, and they bring UNLV? Some football credibility. UNLV, they passed on UNLV, and they passed on New Mexico. So you could add Las Vegas and Albuquerque.
I don't know how big Albuquerque is.
Well, I'm guessing. Do you think it's bigger than Fresno?
Might be, but it's California, so
yeah.
I don't know if you just automatically get a whole bunch of people from California.
I can see that they didn't take San Jose State. I can see that they didn't take Air Force. I can see that they didn't take Wyoming.
I'm surprised just from name recognition they didn't try to get BYU.
So is BYU, they're in the Big 12 now.
I believe so, but it's just...
Why would BYU leave a Power 4 conference?
Well, I'm just saying to try, you know, because...
They might have.
It just seems like it would be make more sense geographically, but I guess geography's out the window here.
Because I wonder how many receipts, like are Cal and Stanford scrambling for the receipt going, wait, if it's coming back, we'd prefer not to fly across country for our rowing team to take on NC State.
Might be
Tuesday.
It might. I mean, I don't think the ACC is going to cry if Cal and Stanford decide to go back.
Can that contract be broken? Because the other thing about the Pac-6 now, the six-pack, is that they need you need eight to actually be a FBS conference. So the whole idea of this two teams, they weren't going to stay with two teams. They are this year, but you need eight. So you go to major independents. None of them make sense. The only three independents left, unless Notre Dame would join.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Did it used to be the Pac-8?
It was originally the Pac-8. It was the Big 8 and the Pac-8. And then the Pac-8 added Arizona and Arizona State. They were the ones that made it Pac-10. But the other independents are UMass and UConn, in which case...
Stay away.
Yeah. And they don't bring anything for football. They bring a lot for basketball, I guess.
But. I would think that there could be some negotiating to let Cal and Stanford out of it.
Yep.
If Cal and Stanford want out of it. Now, I don't know. The deal might be too good for them to leave. You know, that's probably a lot of money. But it certainly would make sense for them to go back and reform some sort of six-pack or eight-pack.
This has turned into... You go to the liquor store and it's mix and match. Just make your own six, eight pack up, right? It doesn't matter. You talk regionality, Gator. Yeah, that's thrown out the window. Go anything in the, you know, walk-in, you know, cooler. Go ahead and grab six, eight, whatever alcoholic beverages and call yourself a conference.
It's like, kind of is.
Kinda. Oh, Mickey's? Okay. What's that? High Life? All right.
How do we feel about Montana? Is it okay?
Montana Light? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I kind of wonder if one of those FCS schools would jump up.
Do they want to move up?
And I'm thinking of one of the Montanas that are pretty good, although that's no market size.
Dakotas? Notre Dame State, something like that?
Yeah, maybe one of those. Okay, here are your market sizes of some of these Pac-12 cities. UNLV, who got left out, is the 40th biggest market. Albuquerque, who got left out, is the 49th biggest market. Fresno, that got in, is the 52nd biggest market. Unless Boise's way bigger than I know. I mean, Boise's got name recognition, and they bring some football credibility.
They bring a lot of football credibility.
But, they passed on some relatively big markets relative to what they took. So, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, maybe they're not done raiding the Mountain West. But we kind of joked about the Mountain West jumping over. Here's the other thing, too, is we got a Thursday night football game tonight. And it's one of the reasons why you keep your mind open and things can change. I find, Gator, that when Thursday night NFL games were first introduced, that it was going to be every week, we hated them. Now, given the games weren't as good, I'm looking forward to tonight's game, and I've been looking forward to the Thursday night games. It started last year where I really started getting into them, and tonight's Buffalo at Miami, which is a decent game.
Well, I think the NFL had to step it up. If they wanted to get top dollar from the advertisers and from the networks, they had to step up because the Thursday night game was always a dreadful game.
It was, half of them were Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And back when Jacksonville was terrible.
Yeah. So it makes sense that they step it up, get more money out of it. And yeah, they are better games. I'm still not loving Thursday night football. And I guess, now with, it won't matter tonight because the Tigers are playing this afternoon, but with baseball still going on and, I like to have something else. I know some people are just diehard football. Keng's diehard NFL. He loves the NFL.
So you still don't love it.
I still don't love it. I like it. I don't love it.
Well, there's an intriguing college game on. Arizona State at Texas State, and Texas State is favored.
Yeah, they put points up.
Yep. And the other thing you're seeing is, again, I'll try and figure out which one of these group of five teams is going to give you problems. You almost look at, okay, where did their transfers come from?
Mm-hmm.
Who's playing for them? But 248-539-9797.
I think they have a transfer from Michigan State who was a transfer from Texas A&M. Guy who had Iadel or whatever his last name is.
You're talking about Texas State does?
I think so.
A
defensive lineman?
Not
Tamis Iadel or something.
Tamir Jackson. No. Oh, there's Tamis Adelele.
That's him.
Okay. You know who else has a transfer from Michigan State and is their leading tackler? Arkansas State. The Willekes younger brother is their leading tackler.
Oh, is he? Okay.
248-539-9797. If you have any Arkansas State questions, this is the week.
Right.
Chris in Bloomfield, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, yeah, I'm a rowing coach locally, and you mentioned rowing and flying across the country and everything. I really don't know anything about all those other small sports, but like the rowing scheduling and the racing schedule hasn't changed since rowing became an NCAA sport. They just do whatever suits them, basically.
I'll use a different non-rev as an example next time.
Yeah, I don't know. Just as a little comment.
Thanks for clarifying.
Crew getting on your case.
Crew wants to represent. Don't misrepresent what the crew schedule looks like.
Don't upset the
all right, what do I do next? The pistol shooting? The pistol shooting team doesn't have to travel from Palo Alto to Tallahassee for a conference game?
Hope not.
No.